couple days ago, there was a agreement, a deal, if you will, between Lebanese Hezbollah and ISIS that they would transport, they being Lebanese Hezbollah and the Syrian regime, would transport ISIS from the border area between Lebanon and Syria to the eastern portion of Syria. And the coalition, we are not party to that agreement, and we recognize that they were moving known terrorists across Syria to allow them and to push them into for someone else's problem to have. And we have made it very clear that the coalition is here to defeat ISIS militarily in Iraq and Syria, and this is something that we just do not want to see happen easily.
Okay.
So we have made some steps to prevent these fighters from linking up with their fellow ISIS terrorists in eastern Syria.
So what steps have you taken?
The coalition, we cratered the road and the highway, if you will, that they were traveling on. We conducted some strikes that cratered the road, and we destroyed a small bridge to prevent them from continuing their movement to the east.
What about the fighters or the people that were in transit? Was there any targeting of those individuals?
If we have the ability to strike them and we know that they are clearly ISIS, then we will. This is in accordance with the law of armed conflict. We know that these ISIS fighters are traveling with family members, but if separated from them or if we can clearly strike them without causing harm to civilians, then we will do so. We have conducted strikes on individual vehicles and fighters that were coming to the this convoy from ISIS-held territory, and we prevented them from linking up. So just to make it clear, the convoy that was coming from the Syria-Lebanese border were buses and ambulances. Those we did not strike, but we struck those vehicles and individual ISIS fighters that were coming from eastern Syria to pick them up.
Do you have an idea of, numbers-wise, the size of this convoy? Can you characterize the size of it?
It is about 20 vehicles, 20 buses, think large Greyhound passenger-like buses, and several ambulances that are traveling with them. So that is the convoy that was traveling from the Lebanon-Syria border towards Abu Kamal in southeast Syria.
What assets did you use to strike them?
Air assets overhead, providing coverage for our troopers and our partners on the ground in both Iraq and Syria. So some of these assets that were used to deliver the right munitions to crater the road, destroy that bridge, and to also destroy those vehicles and kill those fighters that were coming to that area.
How long did the operation take?
It's safe to say that this is still ongoing. That bus, those buses and that convoy have not been able to link up with their fellow fighters. So we will continue to monitor this. And the more ISIS wants to provide and put more fighters at risk, then that will be perfectly okay for the coalition to strike them as they do so.